Welcome, everyone, to WRMJ's Business Spotlight. This is John Hoshite, and today I'm at Riverview Coins in Moline. And, of course, Riverview Coins is owned by Bradley and Tina Ferret. And, Bradley, good to talk to you here in the new year. And the one question I had for you this year is, as people are trying to decide whether to buy silver and gold, what are their biggest concerns, and how can you, kind of talk them off the ledge and say, no, this is something you might want to do?
John, it is overwhelming the amount of people that are coming in from all walks of life, especially in the last 2 years. It is just never ending. People, unfortunately, are just so worried about living that American dream that we all grew up with, scrimping and saving, having your home or your farm, and now all of a sudden seeing this $10 eggs, $5 gas, inflation well over 15%, and people just don't understand. They're not familiar with it. They're uncomfortable with their investments. They don't want anything anymore on paper because of the fact that the market collapsed. With that said, they want something more hard. So a lot of people who have never been involved with gold, silver, or investment coins and currency are now coming in by the carloads, and we're so blessed and humbled and investing heavily in gold and silver.
And you sit down with them and you kind of take them through everything and explain how this all works and what they want to do, and then if they're comfortable, then you're able to work with them.
Absolutely. We work with so many people. As you were sitting here, John, we just got another phone call, unfortunately, with a death of a loved one, and they are going through the person's belongings and the household stuff and found a box full of coins and currency. And they just want it appraised because they need to know what to do with it. We don't charge for that. It's the right thing to do. We have the knowledge, and so those folks are on their way up right now. Actually, they're going to sit down with us, and we'll go over it with them.
Yeah, we're going to talk about appraisals here a little bit more in a minute. So what was 2023 like as far as gold, silver, precious metals were concerned?
I can tell you on behalf of Tina and I, we're so humbled. We never dreamed that we would be doing the extent and volume of business that we do. It is overwhelming. When you think that you've seen it all, it just keeps coming, and even more so. It was just unprecedented with the amount of folks coming in who've never been in before, buying and purchasing, and repeat buyers now.
Another thing, too, which, speaking of the day we're doing this interview, there was a gentleman in here, and he had a bunch of currency, $500 bills and a $1,000 bill. I had never seen a $1,000 bill before, but you were advising him. It's something he bought years ago and has done quite well with, and so you're encouraging people to take a look at that, too.
Absolutely. We do a tremendous volume of currency as well, besides coins and gold, silver, platinum, palladium. With the currency, it is a huge, huge, huge investment. This gentleman was going through a loved one's estate years ago and put these back and brought them in. And there actually was four 500s and three $1,000 bills, and wanted to know their value. So we put them in nice currency sleeves for him so we can kind of conserve them from a conservatorship type stance to protect them, and then advise him that several of the notes were worth well over $2,000 by themselves.
And that was, once again, very educational. Now, you talked about people finding things and having them come in. You do appraisal work, whether it's an estate or if they just have something they think might be of value, they can stop in and you can help them out.
Recently, we had a young lady, 89 years young, from Geneseo, Illinois, who was moving to an assisted-type living facility. She was very looking forward to it, but in doing so, cleaning out her and her past husband's estate, she found a box of Indian head pennies, and there was 370 of them. All of them were basically $1 to $1.50 a piece. However, there was one in there that we got to give her $1,200 for, John. It was pretty cool to see her face.
Well, that's great. Well, once again, Bradley, it's great to talk to you. We enjoy, of course, having your reports on at noon, at the end of the noon news each day, and we look forward to continue hearing you there, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next year at this time.
John, bless you, all of the WRMJ staff. It's been going on 15 years now we've been doing this business together, and I look forward to another 15 with you.
There you go, folks. Thank you, Bradley. Once again, Bradley Florette, along with his wife, Tina, the owners of Riverview Coins here in Moline. So for all your precious metals, appraisal work, and more, you'll want to check them out. And I want to thank him for joining me today on the Business Spotlight.